Dressed in her pink dorm shirt, Grace paused in her parents' bedroom by the crystal dish on the dresser where she'd placed her mother's wedding rings the day after the funeral. She could see the faint sparkle of the half-carat marquise diamond. Her throat constricting with pain, she fought against the tears that welled in her eyes. Barely 24 at the time, she'd been arrogant enough to think she was grown and capable of standing strong against anything life hurled at her. She had thought herself invincible, and in one split second her life had come crumbling down around her. Their deaths had robbed her of everything she'd ever had, her security, her faith, her sense of justice, but most of all, she had lost their devoted love and emotional support. In spite of her youthful vanity, she hadn't been prepared to be cast completely adrift without any family whatsoever. And even though 5 years had passed, she still mourned them, deeply. The old saying that it was better to have known love and lost it was a big fat crock. There was nothing worse than having someone to love and care for you than losing them to a needless accident. Unable to face their deaths, she'd sealed this room off the day after their funeral and left everything in it just as it was. Opening the drawer where her father had kept his pajamas, Grace swallowed. No one had touched these since the afternoon her mother had folded them, and they had brought the clothes up here and put them away. Even now she could remember her mother's laughter, the way her mother joked about her father's conservative taste in flannel PJs. Worse, she remembered their love for each other. What she wouldn't give to find a perfect partner like her parents had done. They'd been married 25 years before they died, and they were every bit as in love then as they'd been the day they met. She couldn't remember a time in her life when her mother hadn't been smiling, her father gently teasing. Everywhere they went, they held hands like teenagers and stole quick kisses when they thought no one was looking. But she had seen. She remembered. She'd wanted that kind of love, too, but for some reason she'd never found a man who made her breathless, one who made her heart pound and her senses reel, a man she couldn't live without. "Oh, Mama," she breathed, wishing her parents hadn't died that night, wishing for... She didn't know. She just wanted something in her life that made her look forward to the future, something that made her happy, the way her father had always made her mother so happy. Biting her lip, Grace balled her father's dark blue and white plaid pajama pants in her arms and ran from the room. "Here," she said, tossing them to Julian before she left him and ran to the bathroom in the middle of the hallway. She didn't want him to see her tears. She would never again show her vulnerability to a man. Julian exchanged the cloth around his hips for the pants, then followed after Grace. She'd rushed to the next door down the hall and slammed it shut. "Grace," he said, gently nudging the door open. He froze as he saw her weeping. She stood in a lavatory of some sort with 2 built-in sinks and a white counter in front of her while she held a cloth to her mouth in an effort to muffle her racking sobs. In spite of his severe upbringing and aeons of control, a wave of pity washed over him. She cried as if her heart had been broken. It made him uncomfortable, uncertain. Clenching his teeth, Julian forced his strange feelings away. One thing he'd learned early in his childhood, it didn't do any good to learn about people, to care for them. Every time he had made that mistake, he'd paid dearly for it.